This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV for Tuesday, November 14th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. If you're watching us on YouTube, please subscribe, click the button for notifications, the bell that is, and then stay tuned after the break, tell you how to guarantee that we never get canceled. Topic number 5 today, Israel. The IDF announcing via X, formerly Twitter, that it intercepted a cruise missile launched from the southeast toward Israeli airspace, this likely launched by the Houthi rebels in Yemen, the Iran-backed Houthi rebels, this successfully intercepted by F-35 fighter jets. On the same day, the IAF's Aero aerial defense system intercepted a surface-to-surface missile in the Red Sea area. The Jerusalem Post reported that the Houthi missile was the first kill for the Aero missile defense system. According to a report in the Daily Telegraph out of the UK, that missile was intercepted outside of the Earth's atmosphere. Meanwhile, Jewish and Christian groups in the U.S. converging on Washington, D.C. today, marching for Israel. The March for Israel calling for the defense, or the release, rather, of more than 240 hostages held by Hamas. They are standing against the rise of global anti-Semitism, which has been pretty obvious since October 7th, and the march supports the right of Israel to defend itself. Now, this comes after President Biden has reportedly been pressuring Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, for a multi-day ceasefire to get the hostages released. Now, nobody who is been watching Hamas for any length of time believes that they're actually going to release the hostages, because once they do, they've got no more leverage. Then there's nothing restraining Israel from just going all out. So that's just not going to happen, whether the ceasefire is for 4 hours a day, which Israel has agreed to. Humanitarian pauses to allow citizens in the northern part of the Gaza Strip to move south out of harm's way, or a multi-day ceasefire. It's not going to matter. Hamas will hang onto those hostages until the very last minute, and Israel knows this. Netanyahu, by the way, has rejected calls for a longer ceasefire. Topic number 4, the Tories. Politics getting very interesting in the UK on Monday as Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has reshuffled his cabinet. The biggest moves, the firing of Home Secretary Suella Braverman, moving Foreign Secretary James Cleverly into her job, and then bringing the former Prime Minister David Cameron back into government as the Foreign Secretary. He has now been given a peerage, so he is now Lord Cameron. This is not a title that can be inherited by his children, but this at least gives him a seat in the House of Lords, allows him to return to government. Braverman, for her part, angered Sunak by criticizing what she called pro-Hamas demonstrations and then writing an article accusing the police, the Metropolitan Police in London, of bias, arresting patriotic Britons while allowing what she called hate marches and the valorizing of terrorism in the pro-Hamas marches, some 300,000 or more marching in London last weekend, again this past weekend, and the march taking place on Armistice Day, as we mentioned yesterday, really making a lot of Britons angry. November 11th, a day that is usually marked by some very solemn ceremonies honoring the fallen soldiers of World Wars I and II, and this year kind of overshadowed by the pro-Hamas march in London. Well, former Home Secretary Braverman was not happy about that, but she didn't get the open letter that was published cleared by number 10 Downing Street. That's Britain's equivalent of the White House for you Americans. It began to appear as though she was overshadowing the prime minister, and Sunak did not like that, it seems. Now, that's my interpretation of the events. There may be more going on behind the scenes, probably a lot going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. A lot of Tories, it seems to us, and bearing in mind that, you know, I'm a Yank watching from this side of the ocean, it appears that a lot of conservatives, Tories, agree with Ms. Braverman, who said she will have more to say in due course. Her political career is not over. Now, why is Sunak doing this? Bear in mind, again, I'm a Yank looking from this side of the ocean, but it appears that Sunak, like the Republican establishment here in the United States, is trying to serve a deep state that favors globalism, that opposed Brexit, and at the same time, trying to manage a party base, the Tories in the UK, like the Republican establishment here, that is increasingly nationalistic and saying, look, if we don't take steps to protect our culture and institutions, we will find ourselves in a country that none of us recognize. And that's what Braverman was standing up for. Sunak has now cashiered her or sacked her, and she is now returned to the role of a backbencher in Parliament. Oh, yes. And then there is this, the most recent polls in the UK showing that unless something major changes, the Tories are in for a disaster in the 2024 elections. Politics in the UK and the US getting very interesting as we come into an election season. Get your popcorn and just, again, remember as a Christian that our salvation comes not through the ballot box, but by sharing the hope that we have in Jesus Christ with those around us. Topic number three, Big Brother. Meanwhile, United Nations trying to grab more power for itself, this time through UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. Sounds like a noble goal. Let's teach kids about, you know, science, culture, and stuff. Last week, it declared its intention to combat disinformation and hate speech online. This is a common thread we're seeing through a number of organizations, the Aspen Institute, various government offices being established through the Biden White House, and at the global level, UNESCO, now claiming that disinformation and hate speech is a major threat to stability and social cohesion. UNESCO's Director General Audrey Alzoulay wrote in a press release last week, which is an epic example of doublespeak. First, quote, "Our work has been guided by one central requirement, the protection at all times of freedom of expression and all other human rights. Restricting or limiting speech would be a terrible solution. Having media outlets and information tools that are independent, qualitative, and free is the best long-term response to disinformation," end quote. Now, having said that, then she goes on to announce a plan to deploy, quote, "teams of qualified moderators in sufficient numbers and speaking all the main languages of their social media so that they can carry out reliable and effective control of content that is posted online," end quote. And as part of this plan, UNESCO is organizing its first world conference, or the first world conference of regulators, the World Conference of Regulators, next summer. So we need to protect free speech by controlling the content of stuff that's posted online. We're seeing this more and more, and sadly, a majority of kids in college today here in the U.S. think that free speech is a bad thing because hate speech is right out. I'm sorry, free speech requires protecting speech that you find offensive. But we're living in a world where increasingly that is a minority view, especially with younger people. Topic number two, ancient Chinese secret. That's a reference to an old Calgon commercial from the 70s and 80s. You might remember that, you know, the Chinese laundry. You know, how'd you get the clothes so soft? Ancient Chinese. Ah, it's Calgon. Well, no, apparently this is also a secret in how to clear up San Francisco's homeless encampment problem so quickly. I mean, look. Before and after photos of San Francisco, it appears almost supernatural, having gone from this with tents on streets littered with used needles and human feces to this. Like, boom, almost overnight, the homeless encampments, the drug addicts are gone. How could that possibly have happened? You invite China's President Xi Jinping to come to your city for the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. This will bring about 20,000 CEOs and heads of state to San Francisco for this meeting. President Biden expected to meet with President Xi at this event. In short, the democratic machine that controls San Francisco is more concerned with impressing corporate CEOs and foreign heads of state than in providing clean, safe streets for taxpaying American citizens. Of course, begs the question, where did all those people go? I looked online this morning and I could not find a story. There's some stories about opening up additional beds at shelters, city shelters and whatnot, but where did the drug addicts and homeless people go? They've just been shoved out of sight. We also note, by the way, the steel security barriers that are being put up in downtown San Francisco to protect the CEOs and foreign heads of state when they visit San Francisco. Again, more care, attention, and resources spent to protect corporate CEOs and foreign heads of state than the people who actually live in San Francisco. This is reprehensible. Coming up, Congressman Buffalo Hat Guy. it could happen. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
We want to make sure that you're aware of the largest giveaway of the year in the We Are Legion Grand Collection. When you order the We Are Legion Grand Collection from SkywatchTVStore.com, you'll receive We Are Legion for We Are Many, Dominions, Cosmo Craters, and Washington, D.C. Unmasking, the ancient riddle of the Hebrew year 5785, and the eminent destiny of America by best-selling author Dr. Thomas Horn. Divided We Stand, the globalist scheme for a one-world government by Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, and The Prince of the Power of the Air and the Last Days, Satanology, History, Prophecy, and Technology by Jeffrey W. Martis. But we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes the breathtaking two-hour documentary, The Secret Destiny of America, on DVD, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn as he reveals who the God on America's Great Seal and U.S. $1 bill really is, why 72 pentagrams in the Capitol Dome are used to control the ancient Cosmo Craters who rule the nations, the coming incarnation of Antichrist, and much, much more. But that's not all. With the holidays just around the corner, now's your chance to save big and receive solid bonus merchandise absolutely free. Because also included in the We Are Legion Grand Collection are any number of brand new, super quality, overstocked gift books, DVDs, or audio sets to add to your library or to give away as gifts this coming holiday season. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of nearly $150. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling, so act quickly. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity. This is the largest giveaway of the year, just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, and is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. Visit us at SkywatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the We Are Legion Grand Collection now.
Item number one today, from insurrection to actually sitting in Congress, it could happen. Buffalo Hat Guy, or Jacob Chansley, his real name, has filed paperwork to run for Congress as a Libertarian candidate in Arizona's 8th Congressional District, where the incumbent Democrat Representative Debbie Lesko has decided not to run for re-election. So Chansley, running for Congress, obviously he was sort of the face of the riot that took place at the Capitol on January 6th of 2021. He was sentenced to 41 months in prison by a federal judge in 2021. In the sentencing memo, prosecutors described him as the public face of the Capitol riot. He was among the initial group to enter the building and used a bullhorn. Now, according to prosecutors and in the sentencing memo, the judge said to rile up the crowd and demand that lawmakers be brought out. If you watch the video, that's not exactly what he said. He was actually calling on people to be peaceful. But, you know, when you're and this is the way it's been framed by both talking heads and our lawmakers, desecrating America's temple of democracy. He had to be punished, made an example. I mean, we've had lawmakers calling it a temple. In fact, former Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming called it the most sacred space in our republic. No, from a Christian perspective, that is absolutely not true. But that is how many in the deep state view it. There's more going on here than just a threat to political power. There's a spiritual component to this. Anyway, Chansley served about 27 months in prison. He was transferred to a halfway house in Phoenix in March. And although as a convicted felon, he's not allowed to vote for himself, there's nothing preventing him from running for Congress. So come on, Arizona, make this happen. It'd be hilarious. This week on Skywatch TV, speaking of politics, we talk about the last book by Tom Horn. In fact, the last series of programs that Skywatch TV will air featuring Dr. Tom Horn, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, who contributed to the book We Are Legion for We Are Many, also on the panel. I also contributed a chapter to the book, and I sat on the panel as well. Joe Horn moderating the discussion. You can watch it right now at skywatchtv.com, where you'll find all of our video content. You can also watch it right now at our Apple TV or Roku channels. If you've got a set-top box, make sure you've got the free SkyWatch TV channel for that. Our broadcast schedule, if you watch on one of the over-the-air Christian networks, we've got our schedule posted at the website, skywatchtv.com/channels. YouTube, the main channel, the main program's YouTube channel is at SkyWatch TV Now. You can also catch it at Rumble, rumble.com/SkyWatchTV. Or better yet, guarantee that we never get canceled. Download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet. Why? Because the servers offering up the content, controlled by a Christian company, we are paying the company for the use of those servers. In other words, we will not be canceled from our own app. You'll find out more at our website, skywatchtv.com. Look for the link in the top menu bar. The app is free, available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. Has a lot of other features as well. And like I said, guarantees that we will never be canceled if we manage to say something that violates community standards somewhere. That will not be true. We will still be available on our app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.